Oh, excuse me for a minute while I step inside the control room. Ah, that's better. Now, please be patient a few more seconds while we pay the bills.
Ladies and gentlemen, this Nip Impressions column is brought to you by our Maintenance Month Platinum sponsor, RMR Mechanical.
Well, it's time to start planning our annual recovery boiler outage again.
Yes, it is. Budgets are tighter than ever, even though business is good. And speaking of good business, sales is pressuring us to have as short an outage as possible. They need the production.
Well, getting in a hurry costs money and can lead to safety problems.
I know, and you know we are always under pressure for our safety record, too. It seems like corporate has nothing better to do than to keep pushing us on every front.
I think I have a solution to all of these problems.
What's that?
RMR Mechanical. They've done a great work for us in the past and have a great safety record, too. They almost always beat the schedule.
Sounds like this meeting is over.
RMR Mechanical. The only name you need to know for an economical, quick, and safe boiler outage. Phone 770-205-9646 or visit us on the web at rmrmechanical.com.
The following column was written by Jim Thompson. I'm Steve Rausch, and I'll be reading this column for Jim. The title of this week's column, dated March 2nd, 2020, is entitled Maintenance Again. And here's what Jim has to say about that. Maintenance again is pronounced in many mills with a slight groan and downward inflection in the voice. In many CFO offices, the words maintenance again are recognized about as easily as any phrase in Klingon. By the way, you can translate maintenance again to Klingon. It is the Lake Haja, so don't let the person holding the checkbook in your mill get by with feigning ignorance of the necessity of maintenance, no matter what language you use. I have been writing this column for over 18 years, and I've railed against the cheap maintenance managers for nearly 50 years. It is absolutely criminal to not do prescribed maintenance. One phase I saw a company go through was emergency maintenance only. The theory was when an emergency shut you down, one could jump in and do a bunch of other stuff while the emergency was addressed. What a stupid idea that was. It was like, while we were dealing with this wrecked automobile that was dragged into our shop, we will simultaneously and not sequentially check the brakes, oil, and battery. Folks kind of get in each other's way, don't you think? That is, assuming that there are enough personnel to do all the things at once anyway. There are a few things that, given proper attention, will take a machine 95% of the way to decent maintenance conditions. The first one is proper lubrication and an oil analysis program. Keep things lubricated, keep a check on what is in the oil, and you'll go a long way towards having a machine with reasonable uptime. The second item is regular vibration analysis programs. Things vibrate for reasons other than bad bearings, so it is necessary to have a decent vibration protocol. The third item these days is clean air. Back when I started, there were barely any electronics in a mill, so the only worry about air was machinery and structural corrosion, and there was plenty of that back when we used elemental chlorine to bleach pulp. Today, clean air means filtration and humidity control to keep the electronics running. Might as well put in a plug for one of our marketing partners, which is Pure Air Filtration, which is located at www.pureairfiltration.com. Clean air needs further discussion, however. If your machine room ventilation is poor, or if you are located near an ocean, filtering is not going to do the complete job. You have to get the humidity down and the salt out of the air if you want to have half a chance of keeping decent uptime on your electronics. I can assure you, if you do the things listed here, uptime is on the way up and downtime is on the way down. Of course, good maintenance leads to good safety conditions, too. We'll talk about these more as Maintenance Month marches on here at Papri Tala Publications. Be safe, and we will talk next week.
Nip Impressions is written by Jim Thompson and is copyright 2020 Papri Tala Publications, Duluth, Georgia, USA. All rights reserved.
Oh, excuse me for a minute while I step inside the control room. Ah, that's better. Now, please be patient a few more seconds while we pay the bills.
Ladies and gentlemen, this Nip Impressions column is brought to you by our Maintenance Month Platinum sponsor, RMR Mechanical.
Well, it's time to start planning our annual recovery boiler outage again.
Yes, it is. Budgets are tighter than ever, even though business is good. And speaking of good business, sales is pressuring us to have as short an outage as possible. They need the production.
Well, getting in a hurry costs money and can lead to safety problems.
I know. And you know we are always under pressure for our safety record, too. It seems like corporate has nothing better to do than to keep pushing us on every front.
I think I have a solution to all of these problems.
What's that?
RMR Mechanical. They've done a great work for us in the past and have a great safety record, too. They almost always beat the schedule.
Sounds like this meeting is over.
RMR Mechanical. The only name you need to know for an economical, quick, and safe boiler outage. Phone 770-205-9646 or visit us on the web at rmrmechanical.com.
The following column was written by Jim Thompson. This is Steve Roush, and I'll be reading today's column for Jim. The title of the column is What to Maintain, and here's what Jim has to say about that. Seems like a simple question, but it is often missed. How do you determine what to maintain? It starts with what you intend to keep. How do you determine what to keep? You start with old Jim's mantra, spinning the invoice printer. Everything that you keep must pass the test that it spins the invoice printer. In other words, it is valuable to pushing whatever you do out the door with an invoice attached to it. There are a few things that violate this principle. We have guardrails to protect our people and to comply with safety regulations, for instance. So, there are regulation compliance matters, but everything else must pass the invoice test. In some facilities, you will see abandoned equipment. It may be scattered about or still bolted to its foundations. This is foolishness. Find ways to get it rid of it and its foundations. It is in the way and sooner or later going to cause some problems. One southeastern U.S. mill, at least the last time I was there, had a long driveway, probably a half mile long. Running along the sideway was a short, in elevation, pipe bridge with bents made of wood. The bents were rotten and so was the pipe. Obviously abandoned, the whole thing should have been sight-cleared. The unenlightened might say, it's not hurting anything, leave it there. Wrong. First, it is a morale problem for everyone coming to work every day. It is a glaring statement that the company does not care about the image of the site. Second, it could actually slow the invoice printer should a customer visit the mill and relate this eyesore to the mill's overall view of quality. Finally, should an environmental or safety regulator come on site, their drive-in could inspire them to really take an in-depth look at the place that is run in such a slipshod manner. Face it, the cost to clean up this mess is probably no more than the maintenance department's inefficiencies for a week. You may have other idle equipment sitting around that, for one reason or another, has not been removed. Give it the invoice printer test and yank it out if it fails. When you get all the junk out of the way, then you can see what is important and spend the resources necessary to maintain it. First, after the obvious examples like that mentioned above, on the list of items to remove, dead pipes, tanks, and electrical equipment, including cabling. Not only is this stuff in your way, In most places, it is illegal to keep dead pipes and cables in place. They are dangerous because they can be connected to live sources of energy and cause great harm to assets and to people. Next on the list of items to clean up are those nooks and crannies in the maintenance shop and stores. Set an example, you send your demolition crews out into the mill proper. This will make maintenance more efficient because they will be able to find the tools they need, not trip over all sorts of junk that's in their way. Now you can get to those quote-unquote spare pumps, idle start systems, calendar stacks, abandoned in place, and so forth. I've seen them all. Next week we'll remind you of the idled items that make sense to keep. There are a couple. For safety this week, accidents caused by the failure to remove obsolete equipment are excusable. Get rid of the stuff now. Be safe, and we will talk next week.
Nip Impressions is written by Jim Thompson and is copyright 2020 Paparitalo Publications, Duluth, Georgia, USA. All rights reserved.
Oh, excuse me for a minute while I step inside the control room. Ah, that's better. Now, please be patient a few more seconds while we pay the bills. Oh, excuse me for a minute while I step inside the control room. Ah, that's better. Now, please be patient a few more seconds while we pay the bills.
Ladies and gentlemen, this Nip Impressions column is brought to you by our Maintenance Month Platinum sponsor, RMR Mechanical.
Well, it's time to start planning our annual recovery boiler outage again.
Yes, it is. Budgets are tighter than ever, even though business is good. And speaking of good business, sales is pressuring us to have as short an outage as possible. They need the production.
Well, getting in a hurry costs money and can lead to safety problems.
I know. And you know we are always under pressure for our safety record, too. It seems like corporate has nothing better to do than to keep pushing us on every front.
I think I have a solution to all of these problems.
What's that?
RMR Mechanical. They've done a great work for us in the past and have a great safety record, too. They almost always beat the schedule.
Sounds like this meeting is over.
RMR Mechanical. The only name you need to know for an economical, quick, and safe boiler outage. Phone 770-205-9646 or visit us on the web at rmrmechanical.com.
The following column was written by Jim Thompson. This is Steve Roush, and I'll be reading this column for Jim. The title of the column for the 16th of March 2020 is Ford versus Ferrari, and here's what Jim has to say about that. When you look at auto racing, at least 50% of the difference between winners and losers is maintenance. The recent movie Ford vs. Ferrari drives this point home. Winning Le Mans came down to maintenance. Ford's breakthrough in this area was in brake maintenance. Not satisfied with just changing out disc brake pads, the Carroll Shelby team came up with the idea of changing out the whole spindle assembly. They checked the rule book, could not find a prohibition against the concept, and went with it, and they won. I have spent time working in a couple of converting plants during my lifetime in the pulp and paper industry. In neither case was I in charge of operations, engineering in the first case, engineering maintenance and technical in the technical department in the second case. Both of them were five-day operations as opposed to 24/7 operations of a pulp or paper mill. The first one measured efficiency on a 24/5 basis. One could get pretty good at judging downtime in this scenario. If a line dropped to about 98% uptime, it started to look like a train wreck. In the second case, the industrial engineers had gotten a hold of the calculations. I had been there just a few days, and I asked the operations manager what their uptime rate was. He proudly told me it was 98%. I was astounded. Anytime I walked by any of the lines, it seemed like they were down. The first plant I had been in was brand new. This one had been around since before World War II and was poorly maintained. I dug deeper.
The industrial engineers had declared 18 hours per week to be 100% efficiency. It wasn't long before a new operations manager arrived and introduced everyone to two magical devices, the clock and the calendar. Things started to improve after that, which was shortly after my maintenance work orders skyrocketed. Printing and converting plants often have the luxury of weekends to do heavy maintenance, since most run on a 5-day schedule. Perhaps that is one of the many reasons I like to concentrate my efforts on paper machines. The 7-day routine is just more challenging. Paper machines are more like Le Mans, or are they? With the safety-first attitude of manufacturing operations, we will never be as good as pit crews when it comes to addressing downtime. I'll hasten to say, however, that most maintenance teams and mills are not as good as they could be. Let me frame and clarify why I say this a little better. I've been involved in the startup of a dozen new paper machines in the last 20 years. In every case, the urgency of the crew and maintenance team during unscheduled downtime drops from year 1 to year 2 rather severely. After that, it continues to drop, but at a much slower pace. Breeding familiarity breeds contempt. It is an attitude issue. This drop in urgency can be partially offset by doing planned maintenance in an outstanding fashion. This reduces the emergency maintenance to a certain extent. What is missing, however, is a solid Pareto analysis of those items that caused the unscheduled downtime. The Carroll Shelby team determined that if it wasn't just brake pads, while they were in there, they changed out the entire basket of related parts, whether worn out or not. In fact, they didn't even inspect them. The brake pads were the signal that several items were likely to fail soon, so change them all now and save time later. They won the race. This is an idea more paper mills should adopt. Watch the movie, watch the maintenance. You just may learn something and improve your operations. Of course, we are going to trust that you do a better job of safety than the pit crews practice. Study the safety aspects of every maintenance job you do. Be safe, and we will talk next week.
Nip Impressions is written by Jim Thompson and is copyright 2020 Paparitalo Publications, Duluth, Georgia, USA. All rights reserved.
Oh, excuse me for a minute while I step inside the control room. Ah, that's better. Now, please be patient a few more seconds while we pay the bills.
Ladies and gentlemen, this Nip Impressions column is brought to you by our Maintenance Month Platinum sponsor, RMR Mechanical.
Well, it's time to start planning our annual recovery boiler outage again.
Yes, it is. Budgets are tighter than ever, even though business is good. And speaking of good business, sales is pressuring us to have as short an outage as possible. They need the production.
Well, getting in a hurry costs money and can lead to safety problems.
I know, and you know we are always under pressure for our safety record, too. It seems like corporate has nothing better to do than to keep pushing us on every front.
I think I have a solution to all of these problems.
What's that?
RMR Mechanical. They've done a great work for us in the past and have a great safety record, too. They almost always beat the schedule.
Sounds like this meeting is over.
RMR Mechanical. The only name you need to know for an economical, quick, and safe boiler outage. Phone 770-205-9646 or visit us on the web at rmrmechanical.com.
The following column was written by Jim Thompson. This is Steve Roush, and I'll be reading this column for Jim. The title of this week's column is Maintenance Contractors Need to Step Up Their Game. And here's what Jim has to say about that. Okay, everything today is coronavirus, no matter which way you turn. Reminds me of a year's worth of Reader's Digest that I'd bought in a flea market years ago. The year was 1944, and nearly every story in every issue of that year was about the war. Well, one might say that we're in a war right now. If you're a maintenance contractor, likely you need to step up your game. No doubt, the companies that hire you provide maintenance training for your team. Likely this is in the form of videos which your team must watch,
perhaps take a test, and then sign off that they have individually completed this requirement. In today's world, if the owner doesn't provide it, you need to provide a procedure that assures the owner that you are not bringing coronavirus on site. This likely needs to be a daily procedure, perhaps including taking temperatures and so forth. It may include other protocols which you learn from the CDC or from other sources. You need to protect the owners' employees, and they need to assure you that they are protecting your employees with their own reciprocal procedures. You need to provide a setting for meals and refreshments while the crews are on the site that assure everyone that you are doing all you can to keep everyone safe. What about PPE? The coronavirus can live up to 4 days on surfaces. Likely need a new protocol here. In these times, if there is anything Papri Tallow can do for you, please let me know. This industry is our industry, and we are here to help. Get in touch with me, Jim Thompson, at the following email address, jim.thompson@ipulpmedia.com. That's jim.thompson@ipulpmedia.com. You can reach him by phone at 404-822-3412. Again, that's area code 404-822-3412, or any of our other fine folks. We'll help out as we can within our expertise. Our business continues as usual, as we all work from our homes and have since we started. Nothing is different in our routines, as we are here to help. Being safe takes on a whole new meaning at times like these. So think about safety in a whole new way and watch out for each other. Be safe, and we will talk next week.
Nip Impressions is written by Jim Thompson and is copyright 2020 Papri Tallow Publications, Duluth, Georgia, USA. All rights reserved.
Oh, excuse me for a minute while I step inside the control room. Ah, that's better. Now, please be patient a few more seconds while we pay the bills.
Ladies and gentlemen, this Nip Impressions column is brought to you by our Maintenance Month Platinum sponsor, RMR Mechanical.
Well, it's time to start planning our annual recovery boiler outage again.
Yes, it is. Budgets are tighter than ever, even though business is good. And speaking of good business, sales is pressuring us to have as short an outage as possible. They need the production.
Well, getting in a hurry costs money and can lead to safety problems.
I know, and you know we are always under pressure for our safety record, too. It seems like corporate has nothing better to do than to keep pushing us on every front.
I think I have a solution to all of these problems.
What's that?
RMR Mechanical. They've done a great work for us in the past and have a great safety record, too. They almost always beat the schedule.
Sounds like this meeting is over.
RMR Mechanical. The only name you need to know for an economical, quick, and safe boiler outage. Phone 770-205-9646 or visit us on the web at rmrmechanical.com.
The following column was written by Jim Thompson. This is Steve Roush, and I'll be reading this week's column for Jim. The title of this column is Brave New World. How do you maintain with a 6-foot separation between employees? And here's what Jim has to say about that. The first thing that popped into my mind was to dress all of your maintenance people in pre-Civil War hoop-skirted ball gowns. Although it will maintain the distance, I can think of many other reasons why this wouldn't work. For the future, this just emphasizes more predictive maintenance and solid maintenance monitoring. If you know the condition of your equipment and the failure curve it is on, you can plan on how to prepare it in a timely fashion. One thing that you can do right now is adopt practices in your maintenance shop that assigns only one person to rebuild a pump or work on such other items. In the movie Ford vs. Ferrari that I mentioned a couple of weeks ago, man, I really love that movie. In one scene, they are walking through Ferrari's shop and mentioning that only one person built each engine. I have seen that happen in other racing shops, If they can go do that there, then you can do the same thing when you're rebuilding units in your shop. Then full units can be taken to the machine and replaced by one mechanic. It becomes a bit of a dance, but you can master this. Need to change a motor? Bring the electrician to the job site, complete disconnection, electrician withdraws, mechanic swap motor. Checking rotation of newly installed motor has been with everyone gathered around, but you can do that too, but in a new way. Clothing and role changes may be a bigger challenge, but if you walk the operators and maintenance people through this, you should be able to perfect a distance maintaining choreography. Enlist suppliers, video conferencing to help. If you prepare to do this all the time going forward, I suspect it will lead to safer mills, because the close and distractions from other employees will go away. When I started working, OSHA did not exist. I told you I was old. In the early days of OSHA, everyone was fighting them, for they were making people do stupid things, like making companies change the elevation of fire extinguisher hangers by 2 or 3 inches to meet their specifications. But as time went on, their ideas and mandates got more reasonable and made more sense. Now we wouldn't think of working any other way. 6-foot separation is going to pay big dividends far beyond coronavirus. It just may be we can see a reduction in colds and flu as well as other contagious diseases if we make this part of our daily practice. And we won't need hoop skirts after all. For goodness sake, be safe out there. The U.S. Department of Homeland Security has put the pulp and paper industry on their list of essential industries. Let's not mess this up. We need to keep the mills running. Be safe, and we will talk next week.
Nip Impressions is written by Jim Thompson and is copyright 2020 Paparitalo Publications, Duluth, Georgia, USA. All rights reserved.